Good afternoon, everybody. It's still morning. Good morning. My name is Donna Allenbach, and I am your current Region 7 trustee. And thank you all for affirming me so I can maybe go do your job again. Barbara and Connie both said a lot of things that are very close to my heart. My service started by sitting on the floor at an intergroup meeting where my husband was the treasurer and I was a visitor. I was sitting on the floor playing with my very small granddaughter. And I was not a representative, so I was just a visitor waiting to go to the mall. And there was nobody to chair the Butterflies Are Free. And the woman that's sitting up with my husband on a part of the board said, "She'll do it. The one on the floor is sitting with the kid." "What's her name?" I'm like, "She's talking to me? I don't even know what a Butterflies Are Free is." And she asked me, and she said, "You won't say no. You won't say no. We need you to do this. We'll help you. What do you say?" Especially when your granddaughter's sitting there, you know, like, "Go ahead, Grandma, say yes." So I did. And I chaired the Butterflies Are Free with a great deal of fear, redneck fear. And you know what? It was wonderful. I didn't have to do the job. I only had to chair the committee. The chairman of a committee does not do the work. The committee does the work. Yes, me, you all know I just chair a big event. It's the committee you have to thank for a successful event each and every time, not the chairman of the event. I did not have a lot to do. Just kept the gears oiled and going till the job was done. So I did that, and with that I thought, okay, been there, done that, I'm done now. I wasn't finished. I was not finished. About the same time, my husband was a representative and was traveling to, coincidentally, St. Louis, Missouri. I went along as a volunteer to be a page. And I met, for the very first time, my love-a-liker sister friend, because she's like a sister to me, Connie Height, who was also coincidentally a page. And that was the World Service Business Conference, which was still actually rotating and was in St. Louis that year. Back in 1990, do you recall?
98, I think.
Approximately 1998. That was when I got my first real bite of the bullet, thinking, this kind of looks interesting, but it's really not for me. I did my job, I went home, but you know what? It was kind of like there's little wheels turning here, like, those people scare me to death. However, the people on the dais, you know, the ones that Barbara was talking about, the ones we all know scare us to death, at least me. And I don't know what it was. I really don't know what it was, but I just kept thinking and thinking and thinking. So I did go back, and I became an intergroup rep for my, actually an alternate. The rep got pregnant, and thinking, I'll never have to do this because this woman's never going to have kids. She's never going to this. She's never going to that. She got pregnant. She had to step down. I became the rep. I went to intergroup, and I was at intergroup. I became the vice chair of intergroup and a delegate to Region 7. And one night was my second term there. The region chair, who is not with us, he had to rotate. He went to another region, actually, Alan Birkenfeld, who I consider one of my service sponsors. He asked me to change my application from vice chair to chair. I said, "I can't do that." I knew that the vice chair only had to do one thing, be at this microphone when the chairman was not, with the exception of a few other things that I didn't think much about. So I said, "No." He said, "Give me reasons why you can't." I came up with this many. He said, "Let me ask you some questions. I know you heard this, but I'm going to repeat it because it's very much a part of who I am." He said, "I want to ask you three questions. Number one, you look like you're in pretty good health to me. How are you feeling? I said, I feel great. Number two, would you be willing to take the time to give the service? I said, yeah, but I can't. I don't know how. He said, that's question number three. Will you learn? What do you say? What do you say to a person when they have you up till almost midnight, looking you in the face, eye to eye, asking you to provide a service that will save your life? I answered yes to all three questions. He said, then you will change your application, won't you? By that time, he had me in tears, and all I wanted to say was, can I pee and go to bed? And the next day, I became the region chair of Region 7. And pretty much, you all who know me, you know I've been in tears pretty much ever since. And I passed on my box of Kleenex to Janice when I left. We don't know what's out there for us. I will tell you that my other service sponsor that is very near and dear to my heart is the first person that you heard from, Barbara Shire. The red jacket that you saw me wear yesterday is my service blazer, which was presented to me when I became the region chair. Barbara gave it to me. I wear it with great pride because she had a lot of faith in me that I could do this job. And if I just listened, anybody could become the region chair. What you just need to do is not have a fat head about who you are, and I didn't have that accent. A person with very low self-esteem that has grown a great deal because I've been willing to do what people put in front of me to do and listen and learn, not thinking I know it all. So I said yes, and I listened, and I learned how to do the job. They appointed Alan to sit with me for 1 year to liaison me through my first year as region chair to show me how to do the job. I was very grateful for that, and this board does offer that to anyone who chooses to be the region chair, as well as, I believe, the treasurer. I think that we would all do it for anybody who wanted to run for an office. However, it was an appointed position as an officer to sit on the board for 1 year to help the new region chair. And that was done for me. And I think it's an excellent idea for any region to do. If we had a difficult time filling offices and still do. We offer that. We offer the support to anybody who wants to sit up here with us. So before I knew it and before a blink of an eye, my 2 years was up. And I had not to think even twice about how much I wanted to do it again. I can tell you that I would have been heartbroken had I not been elected again. And this is coming from a woman who had no idea that she was even going to sit in the chair in the first place. So by the time it was time to rotate out the second time, I had become a part of a much larger family, larger than Region 7, who I never would have thought. Never would have thought could be any bigger, any better. But I had then joined the region chairs, an international family of sisters and brothers, who you heard Connie speak about, that I became very, very close to. And some of them are gone now. We rotate out is what we do. And we're still very, very close. They will always remain my brothers and my sisters, always. So what you do then when you're done as being region chair is you move on up the line, except you're really moving down the line because according to the inverted pyramid, we, the Board of Trustees, are the bottom, the bare bottom of the service. So I spoke with my family because that is a much larger step, And I can't go any further without acknowledging my wonderful husband. What he has gone through, especially the last few years. I have a world of support around me, a real world of support, but he lives with me. You need to have the support of your family. So I did speak with my family intensely before I chose to run on the Board of Trustees, and I did receive everyone's support. And I, like Connie, had no real ever thinking that it would ever be up there. I have to talk quickly about fear. Fear has ruled my life. I am a woman who would not leave my house. I'm a woman who would not let you in. I'm a woman who called her husband countless times a day to say, when are you coming home? Where are you now? How soon will you be here? I could not be alone at night. I could not sleep without the light on. My children slept without the light on, but not their mother. I could not drive anywhere at night. I could not drive over bridges. I have an extraordinary fear of water without my 12-step program. My husband was broke down across the Susquehanna River, had nobody to get him home except me. I took my small child with me because I could not cross the bridge alone. I'm here to tell you that that fear was lifted through this program. I no longer fear being alone. Actually, I love being with myself, and that's a miracle in itself. I love my life. I am so blessed. And I love water. I flew to Belgium. People who fear water do not fly to Belgium. Where are you, Anne? I came to Belgium, didn't I? So many fears of mine, fear of economic insecurity, fear of people, places, and things, has been lifted, without a doubt. I can make a mistake. I can laugh at it. You know, people don't laugh at you. They laugh with you. They love you for whoever you are. And if you just are willing to do the job, and you have the help, and you're willing to find the time. I'm a very busy person. I'm the full-time caretaker of my mother. I am a 44-hour-a-week, 4-day-a-week nurse, in addition to holding the seat on the Board of Trustees. I'm here to say that my service, absolutely positive, without a doubt, comes next after my abstinence. I can't remain abstinent unless I'm giving service. If you can't sit in my seat, that's fine, but do something. Do something. I have to do that second. It must come second. Or I'm of no value to my mother, my spouse, my grandchildren, my patient at my job. I'm only of value to anybody in my life if I take care of me. And if I do service, service takes care of me. I can't say enough about that. You know, so whatever you're afraid to do, please don't let that nasty four-letter word fear chase you away, because I'm here to tell you that that is no excuse. We'll love you through whatever it is that you want to do. Just get up here and do it. Thank you.